This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths. Or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
BT Excel back on the Fan. Yesterday, BT, we did mention it with the Michael Strahan waving the Eagles flag, which I thought was a bit much. It crossed the line to me. I don't know why Strahan was doing that. Like, what good is going to come of that for him? And we also heard from some of his teammates speaking out. Imani Toomer made some headlines yesterday, what he had to say about Strahan.
I was very surprised about that. Listen, I don't know Michael Strahan very well. I mean, I don't know him at all. I know Imani fairly well. I really like Imani Toomer. But I was stunned at that. That was a ridiculous take for me.
A Toomer was saying that he agreed.
Basically having Strahan's back with this. And if you missed it, basically the gist was, you know, Imani and even Strahan saying this to an extent, like, hey, you know, it's up to them to get their act together. It's, you know, not up to us to just carry the water for a bad franchise, which I do agree with. Of course, the Giants have been a train wreck here. But there are certain just lines that you don't cross over. And, you know, for somebody like Strahan not to see it, for somebody like Imani, who was so uber competitive, he's ridiculously competitive in a good way. I don't know how he glossed over that and rubber stamped what Strahan did. That's mind-boggling to me.
It's just stupid.
What are we doing?
It's just out of touch. I don't understand how you could think that that's okay. As a former Giant, forget Toomer for a second. I'm more concerned about Strahan here, although I was surprised that anybody would back him up. Like I get it in theory. Yeah, the Giants think it's their own fault. That doesn't mean you should go out there waving the flag of the Eagles. You want to say, and we talked about this yesterday with Tran, you want to say you want to root for Saquon Barkley? Understood. He was a Giant. He's a great guy. You want to root for him? Totally have no issues with that. You want to pick the Eagles? You want to say that you want the Eagles to win the Super Bowl? No problem with that. When you start waving the flag of a team that is the rival of a team that your number is retired and you're on the Ring of Fame, whatever you want to talk about. Like, that is just, you think Eli Manning would ever even consider
doing it? Not a chance in hell.
Of all the bits that they do on TV, I guarantee you'd be like, are you out of your mind? They'd never do that. Derek Jeter would never do that. You think, by the way, if a Nick did that, James Dolan probably wouldn't let him back in a building.
Well, think about how much, you know, heat some of the Knick players caught, especially Carl Anthony Towns, when he was wearing the Eagles sweatshirt on the bench.
Right.
And it's not like he's a former Giant.
Correct.
And he still got lit up by many people, including you. So, listen, and I don't think you were wrong in that. It didn't bother me as much, but I certainly knew where you were coming from.
In Philly, no less.
No, I know.
It's not just that he wore an Eagles thing, which is, you're a New York team. You wore an Eagles thing in Philadelphia when your team is playing the Sixers.
It was down there.
Dude.
Listen, if I've got to assign blame, like levels of culpability here, and I don't want to make this like state secrets and, you know, espionage, whatever, so serious, but if I've got to assign those levels of blame, I think I might surprise you with this. Ironically, I'm bothered more by Imani's comments. I'll tell you why. Because Strahan, you know, and he doesn't play the goofball on TV. I'm not trying to just, you know, talk out of school and sound like a lunatic here. But sometimes you can get wrapped up in doing goofy things for TV.
Yes.
And again, I don't exonerate him for doing it. It's awful. You can't do that from a Giants perspective, waving that stupid Eagles flag. But all right, you're wrapped up in the moment. Super Bowl, your boy Saquon. We all respect Saquon. I get it. He's a great person. But it was a little bit of a goofball act. And all right, he got wrapped up in the moment. Amani, I believe was the next day on a radio interview when he was, you know, he had time to compartmentalize and he wasn't doing it for TV. He was just giving his reaction to what a former teammate and a great champion of his, like Amani himself, what like his interpretation of it. So I almost think that I would be more offended by Amani saying it's okay than Strahan actually doing it. I know that sounds twisted.
Yeah, to me, here's why I think Strahan, he's smarter than that. Like, what good is coming of Strahan waving that flag? I really don't care what Amani Toomer says. That's why maybe I don't have a big deal or a big issue with it. I was surprised that he wouldn't just come out and take the layup and be like, yeah, Michael can't do that. He went too far by waving the Eagles flag, but he felt like he wanted to have his voice heard. And by the way, if he did say that, we wouldn't be talking about it, right? So the fact that people are talking about what he said afterward, maybe that's what he wanted. Who the
I'd
hell
be
knows?
Sticking up. I'd be like, that a boy, Amani, that was great. That's what he's supposed to
it
do.
It probably wouldn't have made news as much as it does when you're sticking up for Strahan. My thing with Strahan is like, all right, the producers go to you with that idea. Like, what good is coming from Strahan from that whole thing?
I honestly don't know.
There isn't any. It's all, you're only going to annoy the fans that love you. I would not be shocked the next time he goes there to be honored for whatever it is that the Giants are doing, rolling him out there, that he gets booed for that, and he should get booed.
Maybe
for
he should get booed.
Now, you can't be waving an Eagles flag.
Yeah.
Come on,
honestly, that was just that. That's the height of like.
And by the way, like
rivalry stuff, that is a breach of love. Can't do that.
We've had some fun, like with me wearing the Islanders jersey and all that stuff, and because I had somebody bring this up to me yesterday while I was ripping Strahan, it was off the air, and he's like, "Oh, okay, you wore the Islanders." I go, "I'm not a Rangers legend. I'm a fan. I'm an entertainer. Like Michael Strahan is a Giants legend. There's a big difference if you wear a Lindor jersey for a bit, or
which
I wear
I did
Yankee
to
jersey,
pay off the bet,
yeah, or I wore a Yankee jersey, which by the way, you still got to make
I gotcha.
Me pay off the bet.
Opening day,
yeah, those are." At the stadium?
Yes.
Like, those are different things than being, like, Strahan played for the Giants. He's an actual Giant legend spitting in the face of every Giant fan when you wave that flag.
What did Tiki say? I didn't see or hear any of Tiki's comments on this, well, and I need to know the answer.
I'd ask Hoff, but we might get bad info on that.
Oh, wow. Hey, Hoff.
Hoff, did you hear what Tiki said?
Do we know I did not. I heard what Tommy said.
Well, yeah, Tommy's I know Tommy's going on, but I care about what Tiki said. I mean, listen, okay. We all have our opinions. Luka didn't play for the Giants. I want to know what Tiki said. I want to know, like, did Tiki... there's no way. I can't imagine. Now, Tiki has a very different delivery. You know, he's not like a nutball like we get sometimes. Yep. He's just different. And he's just a different speed. He's a great dude. I would be surprised and disappointed if Tiki took the position of Amani.
Right.
Like, I would need to hear. I don't mean you go nuts over the top.
Yeah,
but at least on some level, let everybody know that that's not cool. You can't be doing this.
I would bet that he had, that he went against Strahan because Tiki, remember, when Saquon left, Tiki was the one who said, you're dead to
us. Yeah, he was. He was kidding when he said that. But no, he said what people were thinking.
But I'm saying being one with the Giant fan as opposed to spitting in the face of the Giant fan like Michael Strahan did.
No doubt. Listen, and I can see, like, especially like when you and I first started TV, like when we were young.
Yeah.
Like, there's not that you ever do anything you don't want to do, but maybe you get pulled into a bit. You're like, all right, maybe the producer thinks it's great and it's actually idiotic, but because you're on TV for 6 months, you don't really know enough to, you know, or even if you know it, maybe you don't have the confidence to kind of tap the brakes because you don't have that kind of juice yet. What the hell does Strahan have to do that for?
Yeah.
He gets $30 million a year. He's a TV superstar. Why would you do that?
That's exactly right. And that's kind of what I'm saying about, like, what does he gain from that? He's already got
it
all.
He lost respect. He gained nothing. He lost respect is what happened.
He's got it all.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, and ticked off the fans that love him, that built him into the star that he became.
Yep.
BT and Sal on the Fan. And I'm not taking away from him, but God, that was just stupid, Stray. Come on, man. Should know better. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get back to your calls when we come back. Working to some baseball in the conversation. We'll have Howard Reynolds on coming up next hour. BT, start to get cooking a little bit.
Seeing the videos.
It is the week of spring training.
Everybody showed up.
Yankees pitchers and catchers reporting today. So we'll talk to Harold Reynolds next hour and get our thoughts on the Mets and Yanks as well. BT and Sal on the Fan.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.